Hello and welcome to that Eurovision Roundup. I'm Daniel and I'll be talking you through the news stories that broke from across the Eurovision sphere in the month of October. We start in the Balkans, where we have our first two national final lineups of the season, courtesy of Montenegro and Albania. In Montenegro, their new national final Montesong has a total of 16 participants, which includes a potential Eurovision returnee in Nina Žižić, who represented the country in 2013 alongside the band Husi. Other names include Boban Rajevic, who has an almost two-decade-long career spanning across the Balkans, and Kate, who was the runner-up of Montevideo 2018, the previous national final format. Over in Albania, meanwhile, we have a full list of names and also some song titles as well. There's a fan favourite amongst the candidates in Elvana Gyata, who's performing with a dance track called Carnaval. Meanwhile, the jury winner from last year, Maurit Kaceri, is also back, but his song title is yet to be announced. The full list of participants for both Montesong and Festivali I Kengish can be found on that Eurovision site and in the links in the description. Now, it's been a long and at times drawn-out saga, but it was finally confirmed this month that the Netherlands will be participating at Eurovision 2025. But Joost Klein will not be participating. Dutch broadcaster Afroschoss had been locking horns with the EBU ever since Joost's disqualification during Eurovision 2024 in Malmö, but they're happy with assurances made by the EBU regarding artists' welfare, including the appointment of a safety manager backstage, a reduction of behind-the-scenes filming, and a safe space for artists where filming is not allowed. Each country's head of media should also have to give express permission for an artist to be filmed backstage. And the Netherlands will be competing with a new head of delegation, Claudia van der Pas, who's been the assistant head of delegation for the past two contests and has over 20 years at Afrotros and its predecessors, has been appointed to the role. And with Joost Klein having opted not to return, despite being offered first refusal, the Dutch have opened the search for their next representative and are again opting for an internal selection, with applications open until the late November. Now, one of the main reasons behind the Dutch participation was the appointment of the new Eurovision Song Contest director. Martin Green was appointed this month to oversee the promised changes, taking up the new role which was first announced back in July. Now, Martin's no stranger to the Eurovision world, having worked on Eurovision 2023 in Liverpool as a managing director. And he's also executive producer at London 2012 Olympic and Paralympic opening ceremonies, as well as working on the ceremonies for the Commonwealth Games in 2022 and the whole City of Culture event in 2017. Eurovision 2025's host city, Basel, will have to hold a referendum on the contest receiving cantonal funding. This comes after the Basel Stadt Grand Council approved 35 million Swiss francs of funding by 87 votes to 4. The right-wing EDU, however, who aren't represented on the council, oppose funding the contest and organised a petition that has received almost 4,000 valid signatures, far exceeding the 2,000 that is needed to trigger a referendum. Basel residents will head to the polls on the 24th of November to vote on the issue. Basel's cantonal president, Konrad Kramer, says he's confident that the residents of Basel will support the funding of the contest. As we head into national final season, we're starting to get details from each broadcaster about how they'll conduct their national final. We've also received news that there was nearly 1,000 submissions to Benidorm Fest, 96 in Latvia's Supernova, around 60 in Luxembourg and 175 for Esti Laul, where the artist will be revealed early November. We've also received further information about the formats that will be used in Malta, Slovenia and Greece, the latter two of which are national finals returning this year. Submissions are still open in the likes of Slovenia, Greece and Serbia. Now, Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet have been steadily releasing names of artists that they believe will be participating in Melodifestivalen 2025. In late September, they reported that Måns Zimmerlo was amongst the names participating, and they've since reported that he'll be joined by the likes of four other former Melo winners in Arvin Garner and John Lundvik. Other artists that they believe will be participating include Clara Hammerström, Annika Vickihalder, and debutants in TikTok stars Arwin and Bjorn Holmgren. Melo isn't alone in turning the rumour mill, as Belgium's Eurosong has also had some artists rumoured, with Yerevan Dahl, Lise, Red Sebastian, Nomi Wolfs, and Grace Kawabi set to be 5 of the 8 participants, according to Hetlatsa News. One show where the slate of artists is already confirmed is Sanremo Giovani, where the 24 artists who will compete for a spot in the returning newcomers section at next year's Sanremo Music Festival have been announced. Vale LP is amongst the 24 artists. She participated last year. You can find the full list of artists on screen as well as in the description.
Hello, it's Future Daniel here. Just to say that since we recorded that, the songs for Sanremo Giovanni are now live. So you can go listen to all of them on the Rai website. Back to present day, Daniel.
Now, Junior Eurovision is happening in just a couple of weeks now, so naturally, the news has been flooding in about the contest. We now have a full list of artists and songs set to take part in Madrid, with Armenia's Leo and his song Cosmic Friend the last to be revealed. If you want to learn more about the artists and songs competing in Junior Eurovision, that Eurovision site is your place to be. We're running a That Eurovision preview series where we're taking you through all the artists competing this year and their songs and more about them. We'll also be running live coverage of the show itself. This month we had a lot of new music from Eurovision participants past and present. Eurovision 24 winner Nemo released their follow-up single Eurostar at the start of the month, alongside a music video which featured cameos from their Eurovision co-stars. There was also music released from Joost Klein, The Reen, Bambi Thug, Aiko and several more from years gone by. You can find our pick of the bunch on our monthly music recap over on That Euro site, which is linked in the description. My personal favourites this month include Medi Mleko by Zala Gasper, which features Zala returning to the microphone, as well as Marlo joining the French singer Clue on her new album, where she features on the track Mar Lives. Let us know your favourites from this month in the comments below. And finally, That Eurovision podcast has been steadily releasing new episodes throughout the off-season. In the latest edition of the podcast, I joined Rory and Ewan to talk about all things Greece in Eurovision, where we discussed Greek tragedy, Victor Vernikos' merchandising team, and the imminent return of a national final, which hopefully this time will not be in a mall. That's all the news we have for this month. Thank you so much for watching That Eurovision Roundup, and we'll see you next month, where we give you the lowdown of everything that went down in the Eurovision sphere in the month of November. That'll include Junior Eurovision, Montasong, and artist announcements from the likes of Estee Lau. See you then!